Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB, of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And this evening, at the 15th Street Farm, AB Sees Who?
I am Laurel Oldaney, a green living and money coach.
I love this. Okay, green living and money. Tell me more.
So this journey started for what I was trying to do for myself, because I wanted to align my money with my socially and environmentally conscious values. So instead of sending all of my money off to Wall Street and to corporations and billionaires that don't need more of it, I wanted to find ways to keep it in my community. Because if we want to live in a vibrant community, if we're sending our money off to Wall Street and other places, we are not going to be in a vibrant community. I wanted to be living in a climate resilient world. And how do we do that if our money is making the world less resilient and, you know, taking us away from the way we need to be going to survive climate change? And money is a very powerful tool that we can use to design our lives, but we can also use it in ways that make us more resilient for the future and aren't destroying the future that we're trying to prepare for. So much of what we do to plan for retirement is negating and destroying the world we want to be living in and making us less healthy in the pursuit of that money.
That's amazing. So when did you start exploring this whole genre?
Probably about 10 years ago.
Okay, what was the, like, catalyst, or was there a kind of momentary catalyst?
I discovered something called permaculture,
okay,
which is an ecological design toolkit or system. And it really started me thinking about, okay, I want to bring more of this into my life, but I also want to do it in a way where I'm not dying broke in a gutter. So how do I bring money into my pursuit of sustainable living?
Okay.
And do it in a way where my money is part of the solution and not part of the problem.
And what's been your journey in those 10 years? Give me some of the highlights.
So
the ups and downs of figuring that out.
It's been, you know, really putting a lot of time and effort into learning about investing options outside of the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, local investing, making loans to organic and sustainable farmers instead of, again, you know, investing in sugary beverages that aren't healthy for us.
Yeah.
Or, you know, affordable housing programs, you know, things like that, but still making some kind of financial return on it. That was a big part of it. Also, just thinking about how to design my life differently so that I don't feel like money is the only way I can meet my needs. You know, I'm building up other forms of wealth and capital in my life. You know, learning how to grow my own food, to repair things, to recognize the skills that I have that I want to build, the skills that are in my community and my neighborhood, building social capital. You know, we saw how important social capital and community was here where we live in St. Pete after the hurricanes,
yeah,
and we all came out to help each other. And that's where our true resilience is.
Do you have a social capital moment you want to tell us about from this year?
It would be the hurricanes. I was in Gulfport, and it was very striking to see, you know, the day after the hurricane, our Gulfport brewery, how people were out, you know, the owners took the food out of their refrigerators. They had no electricity. They just started cooking it up and giving it to people who needed it. The next day, you know, an old dock that had washed up was turned into a table where people could leave donations. You know, there was a power, a tray rolled out with where you could power up your phones, you know, and charge. So it was just amazing. People were driving in from all over. So to bring donations, it was really striking.
It is, right? And it kind of like hits you. You're like, wait, this is what it actually is all about, isn't it? Like,
yes.
We're on about all these other things. And then when it really comes to situation, like, we come together. Well, thanks for sharing that story with me. Is there any way people can find out more about what you're talking about?
Sure. So my website is richandresilientliving.com. You can find me there. And I'm also on Instagram at rich_resilient.
Thanks so much for talking to me in a perfectly appropriate setting,
yes,
for what you're talking about,
yes,
which is the 15th Street Farm,
exactly,
which we do love here in St. Pete as well. Thank you.
Sure.